there?
Yes.
Pretty mom.
All right.
Surely drafted by Rostow.
Yes?
The Attorney General on 9-1.
General?
Hi, Mr. President.
Bobby, I've been talking, and it's a pretty remote thing. It's pretty premature, but I wanted to get you to give a little thought to it. See if there's any conceivable way it might work out. We have a good many idle auto-producing facilities in this country.
Yeah.
We import $400-500 million worth of foreign cars, particularly Volkswagen. We have the ingenuity and imagination, and maybe the high labor rate would keep us from competing. But it's conceivable that we could, by just putting four wheels and a body on the car, make a small car as cheap as they can make it, pay $100 or so to ship it in here.
Yeah.
Provided one person had that market.
Yeah.
General Motors goes into it, then Ford thinks they've got to go into it, and then Chrysler thinks they've got to go into it. So the $400 million, maybe we got half of it, $200 million, then it would be divided three ways.
Yeah.
They'd all lose money, tooling up and so on and so forth. Walter Reuther is very interested in trying to evolve some kind of program so that American workers can build a cheap automobile in some idle facilities. He thinks it would put some people to work and be a good thing. I don't think it really is a Department of Justice problem until it gets further along than it is now. But it's a problem for the country. And if you don't mind giving a little thought to it and aside just from the legal angle, and maybe talking to Walter Reuther about it and maybe talking to McNamara. I've talked to McNamara about it, and he has some interest in it and, of course, has more knowledge than anybody in the cabinet. So if you'd put a little of your ingenuity on it, we'd see whether there's any possibility or not, and then let me know what you think.
Yes. Now, I might say, Mr. President, that Walter Reuther spoke to me.
Has he already?
About 10 days ago, and so about 2 weeks ago, really. I think he'd spoken to you once before about it. And so I've asked our, obviously, in order to be successful, you say they can't have great competition. So I had our antitrust people see if they can evolve a plan whereby we can work something out, and they're in the midst of doing that at the present time. And so when we get that, I'll send you over a memo.
It's conceivable that one company could go into it like your satellite corporation and could take stock. And aside strictly legal aspects, give some thought to something like one company or whatever, what other inducements we might make that would give it a little boost.
Yeah, I should
let me hear from you.
Fine.
Thank you, Bob.